and the billboard that says that Jesus Christ is coming back on May 21st. You know, who's seen that billboard? Oh man, if you're in California, that thing is everywhere. Because that company is based in Oakland, California. And it says right on it, the Bible guarantees it. You know, there's no scripture reference given, but just, the Bible guarantees it. Jesus Christ is coming back on May 21st. And people are thinking, like, oh man, is this real? Is this really going to happen? Because they have no knowledge. They're easily deceived. They're easily fooled. And thousands of people follow Harold Camping. He's already predicted that Jesus was going to come back in the 90s. And he sold tickets, and everybody came to this theater, and they're all waiting for it to happen. It didn't happen. He's already predicted it multiple times. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. Yeah. He teaches that it's a sin to go to church.
Yeah. We need to leave all the churches. And
I mean, the guy, I thought he was about 150 when I was a kid. I don't know how he's even staying alive. You know? But the bottom line is, this guy says, we need to get out of all churches. All churches are wrong, and just listen to my radio broadcast and just send in your money. But anybody with any ounce of maturity in them is going to know, is going to see right through that guy, that he's bogus. You know, and people will call into his program, and he's this hyper-Calvinist guy, and I'm not any kind of Calvinist, but they try to call this guy and say, what about this verse where it says that Jesus Christ died for every man?
Well, it doesn't really mean every man. He means every man that he chose.
What about where it says he's the savior of all men, especially of those that believe?
No, that all is just the elect. You know. Oh, okay.
But see, if you don't have knowledge, you can be deceived by some of these things. Some people will be fooled. Some people will be tricked into believing in foolish things, and they'll follow foolish things because they lack knowledge.